We're going to study the sixth Mishnah, the sixth Perek of Avos, Gdola Torah, Yoser min HaKohunim min HaMalchus, Shamalchus Nikneis B'Shloshim Malos, VaKohuna Nikneis B'Esrim V'Arba, VaTorah Nikneis B'Arboim U'Shmona. So we have a comparison here between Kohuna, Torah, Malchus. Malchus can be acquired with 30 malos, Kohuna with 24, Torah with 48. And the Mishnah proceeds to list the 48 Dvarim Shahatorah Niknes Bahen. The Pasuk in Mishlei says, Eishes Chayel Miyimtza, Berachok Mipninim Michra. The Gaon in his Bir Agra writes, Eishes Chayel, Kmosha Amru B'Memches Dvarim V'Heim B'Parshas Yisro. So if you take the word chayil, of Eishes chayil, you can divide it into two parts. The lamed represents 30, and the ches yud represents 18, the total of which is 48. Mi yimtza, the Gaon quotes the pasuk v'chochmei me'ayin timotze, so the Eishes chayil is an allusion to Torah. V'rachok mipnimi michra, it means that the Torah is precious. Mipnim. We're going to look at the insight of the Vilna Gaon from the perspective of this division of the word Chayil, Ches Yud, and Lamed. The Gaon says the Lamed represents the Milos of Malchus, all of which are included under Torah, based on the pasuk in Mishlei, Bi Melachim Yimlochu. Bi is a reference to the Torah, Melachim Yimlochu. So that Torah has the extra 18 malos of above and beyond the 30 malos of malos, totaling, of course, 48. In his book Minchas Osher, the contemporary Gaon, Rav Osher Zelig Weiss, writes, and we'll see something very similar in other writings, for Parshas Emor, he says that in order to be Zocha in Kesed Torah, a person must have tefillah. He must pray. And the Chassidim Rishonim interpret that v'sefartem lachem is a lashon of sapir v'yahalom. Sapir is, of course, a precious jewel, and the letters samach pei resh of sapir form the shorish of the word usfartem of sfira. Yomim Eile Shebein Pesach Liatzeres Trichim Lohoyer Esach Hashecha. There's a certain darkness following Pesach, and every day of the Sefiras HaOmer serves as this precious stone that lights up the darkness, and every day has its own unique personality. And the Gedolei HaChassidus and the Musa together, and we'll see who on each side, came to the very same conclusion, that the 49 days of Sfira correspond to the 48 Dvarim Shatorah Niknes Behem. Each day has a midah which is necessary for acquiring Torah. And when we get to the number 48, we've got all the midos, all the Torah, all the Dvarim Shatorah Niknes Behem. But we still need the 49th day. And what's the purpose and the role of the 49th day? And now I'll tell you who are the two greats of Chassidus on the one hand and Musar on the other who came up with the same answer to this question. In the world of Musar, it's none other than Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, quoted in the Leif Eliyov, Rav Eliyov Lipyan, and the father of the Musar movement, and the Chidushi Arim on the Chassidus session, they all said the same thing, in the same style, that the last day of the Sefirah which we're about to enter in about an hour from now, which is Erev Chag HaAtzeres, is a review, a general review of all the 48 days. On this 49th day, we are called upon to be mefashpesh, to look again and do an introspection. The lived ok bechorin ustokim shebebokei nefesh, to check all the cracks and crevices and the hiding places in the depths of the soul. Maybe we left something out. Maybe there's something that we haven't completed during the first 48 days in which the Torah was acquired. This is a double and such a fundamentally significant avoda that on this day we complete the process of Kinyan Torah and we're ready for Kabbalah Satorah on Chag HaShavuos. And if you take a look in the Gemara Masechta Nida, Shlosha Divrei Derech Eretz Mayasa Odav Yechkam, the Gemara establishes that the way, the approach, and the method by which we can acquire Torah is, number one, Yarbe B'Yeshiva, Yemait B'Schora. He's got to minimize his involvement in business dealings and expand his time dedicated to yeshiva, to Torah. And that itself, says the Gemara, is not enough. You need the third element, which is the clincher, and that is Bakoshas Rachamim, because Hashem is the source of all chachma, of all wisdom. The Torah says, Ki Hashem yitein chachma mipiv das usvuna. We have to ask Hashem. We have to petition and beg Hashem to grant us chachma. So even though we did all that we could by minimizing our occupation in other areas other than Torah and expanding our occupation in Torah, that's not sufficient. What we need is Ki Hashem yitein chachma. We need to be mevakesh rachamim. And that's the famous Gemara Nida Daf Ayin Amud Beis. Now, there's a sefer that I quoted last time, if you remember, called the Yemei Tmimim, referring to the Yomim Tmimim of Sfiras HaOmer. And he has a commentary on Pirkei Avos, in which he invokes the famous record the Gemara records in Nida Daf Ayin Amud Beis, that Anshei Alexandria of Mitzrayim asked a question to Rabbi Yeshua ben Hanania. And his answer was, Yevakesh, that if you're looking for the key to Chochmah, to acquiring Torah, you must be Mevakesh Rachmim Mimisha Chochmah Shalom. And the Gemara goes on to tell us that Habal Ahol Lo Kaimi, in other words, Bakosha Satfila, without Omel V'Yigia, without a person expanding his Torah and Marba V'Yeshiva, is not going to work. Because ain divrei Torah miskaimim el b'misha meimis atzmu aleihem, but at the same time, even amel and yigiyah is not sufficient without tefillah. Ain adam zocha lekisra shel Torah without tefillah, and that's why lasuke shmaitata, you need siyata d'shmaita, to really understand the Torah. You need help from Hashem. And that's what Rabbi Yeshua responded to Anshei Alexandria, Yevakshu Mimi Shachachma Shalom. Now, where do we find in our tefillos a bakash of chachma? Certainly, in the first of the brachos emtsoyos, the middle brachos of bakashos of Shmon Esrei, Ata Chonein Lodom Das. But what we'd like to study today is a very fascinating insight of the Levush. And in just a minute I'll explain a little bit about who the Levush is. The Levush, in this particular case, is trying to answer a question which was raised by many of the Mefarshim. And that's about the Nusach of the Brach of Das on Motzi Shabbos, the additional paragraph of Atachonantanu Lamada Torasecha. And we go on and on, thanking Hashem, praising Hashem for teaching us chukim, for giving us the ability to do avdolah, to separate between Kodesh L'chol in many different ways. But the opening line in the paragraph that we add on Motzi Shabbos is Atachon Antonu Limada Torasecha. And we're going to take a look at the Levush in Or HaChaim Siman. I believe it's Reish Chaf Dalet. I don't have it exactly down pat. But there, he, the Levush, Rav Mordechai Yaffa, who wrote his own codes at the same time that Rav Yosef Karo was authoring his Shulchan Aruch, he writes that on Motzei Shabbos, after reading Kriyat Shema and reciting Shmon Esrei as a regular chol, regular vachadik davening, we add Havdolah B'chonei Das Atachon Antonu. Why? Because it's a chachma to know how to be mavdil from one to the other. That's what wisdom is about, to distinguish between two things that seem similar. And that's the key of chachma. That's the essence of wisdom. And if a person can know how to distinguish between chol and kodesh, between tameh and tar, that means he has chachma. So in the bracha in which we ask for chachma, Chazal established an additional bracha on Motzi Shabbos, Atachonei Lanam Das, and we say Atachon Antanu, and you taught us not only Bina and Dea and Haskel, but you also taught us the ability to understand Chukei Ritzonecha, to be Mavdil Bein Kodesh L'chol. And the Levush mentions that many of the Talmidim raised the following question, and this was a question that was posed to the Levush himself, apparently. Why do we repeat ourselves? After all, we say Atachonei Lanam Das, and then again Atachonei Tono Lamada Torah Secha. It's a Dover Kofel, it's a repetition. And it would seem from Rav Yosef Karo and other poskim that we should say Atachonei Lanam Das and then add Batavdel Bein Kodesh L'chol. There's no point to repeating ourselves, and again Atachon Antonu. We've already said Atachonein Lodom Das. And if you take a look in some of the Sforim of Minhagim, like for example in Rav Isaac Tirna, who quotes Rav Menachem, they write that it's a toast, it's a mistake to say Atachon Antonu and Atachonei Lanam Das. Therefore they kick in, they advocate for Atachon Antanu and omit Atachonei Lanam Das. But once again, this is all based on their fundamental assumption that there's a repetition here. And the Levush offers the following answer. And he says, our minig is to repeat both. And he quotes the Baal HaMinhagim, who says that on Motzi Shabbos we recite Atachon Antanu B'chonei Nadas. It sounds like we start with Chonei Nadas and we add Atachon Antanu. He doesn't write Omer Atachon Antanu Bimkom Atachonei Lodom Das, that we should replace Atachonei Lodom Das with Atachon Antanu. It would seem that we say the entire bracha, the whole brach of Atachonei Lanam Das, and then we add Atachon Antanu. And the Levush says he found that explicitly in the Sefer Kolbo, Sheyesh Lomer Shnayim. So what is it? How do we justify what seems to be a repetition and superfluous, completely unnecessary? So in the paragraph that starts with the word vihinei, he suggests, the Levush, that this is not a repetition at all. But although this question has bothered me for a long time, he says that I have an answer. There are two different concepts here that are being indicated. Two different types of wisdom and knowledge. And he says the following. He says that atachone l'adam das, v'atachon antonu eino inyan echad, the adra behevdil rav yesh beinem, the birchas atachonen lo nitna el al chanias hakadosh baruch hu osanu bechachmas havaya saolam. There's one chachma, we'll call it for our purposes science, the ability and the wisdom to appreciate, to understand the intricacies of the universe, of the world as we know it. That is more on a level of biology, chemistry. God gave us this great gift, bestowing upon us b'shas yitzir, from the time that we are created, b'teva yitzir, also in our very nature, muskal rishon, an initial understanding, shehebodas v'chachmu mevin b'chol advarim b'avoyas ha'olam hanagosav, to understand everything that's in the created world and the anhaga, and how the world functions. And he quotes the Baal Sefer Ikrim as a proof that Atachonein Lodom Das is not a reference to Chachmas HaTorah, but rather to the Muskolos Rishonos, meaning the natural, innate, scientific knowledge of man. And with regard to this knowledge, we have Mavin Dover Lamitoch Dover. And these are the seven branches of wisdom in which Klal Yisrael and the nations of the world are equal. It's common to all mankind. That's not the subject of Atachon Antonu, but rather that was established on the fact that Hashem gave us a seichel, an ability to understand Lahavin Divrei Toraso HaKadosha, to understand the Holy Torah. Lahavdil Bein Kol Dover Shebekedusha Bein HaChol. One of the prime examples of understanding Torah is the ability to understand the difference between secular and sanctified. Kimo Shetziva Lahavdil Bein Kedusha Shabbos Ubein Yimei HaChol. And the Kedusha Shabbos here is indicative of Kedushas HaTorah, of anything that's sanctified in the Torah, as opposed to the Yimei HaChol, anything that is mundane and secular. V'chein hu beferush mashmos loshon nusach Atachon HaTorah l'mada Torah Secha. Immediately after the Atachon HaTorah, we add the words l'mada Torah Secha. It means that there's a fundamental difference min ha-kotza l'kotza, between the first nusach of Atachon HaTorah das and the nusach of Atachon Antonu. And therefore we repeat both of them. And that, in a sense, indicates, clearly demonstrates, that what we say in Atachon Antonu, and at the very end it says that we go back to the bracha, and we say, V'chanenu mi'itcha de'a bina v'haskel, we are praying to Hashem, petitioning for three madregos, one higher than the other. And we start with chachma, bina, das, or haskel, and we ask for these three dimensions of chachma, and we also ask for chachma satorah. And this was the takana to recite in the bracha of Atachonein, because the Chachma Satorah is similar to Chachma in general, to general universal scientific wisdom or knowledge. And he wants him to daik his answer in the tour, in Siman Kuf Tes Vav. The tour writes that since Havdalah is Chachma, therefore Kavua Bebirchas HaChachma. He seems to be indicating that there are two types of Chachma, but they overlap in a sense, they're related, there's a kinship between the two of them. That's why they established that the bracha on this chachma of Havdalah for Motzi Shabbos was integrated into the bracha of Chonein Das. Hosifu chachma b'chafra, tzolomar, chachma savdalas k'dush sator b'chachma ativis shebachal adam, imkein, hamaschil, Atachonantonu, V'eino Omer Atachonin, Ad V'chanein Mitchodeh Bin Vaskel, Hareu Mishana Mimadbeah Shetovu Chachomim. If he begins straight away with Atachonantonu, without reciting Atachonin, and asking Hashem for Chochma of Deah Bina V'Haskel, then he has changed the altered the Nusach, the fabric of the Nusach that was established by Chazal, because Chazal were Tovea Matbea Shal Bracha for both in Yonei Chochma, two categories of Chochma. These are two in Yonei of Chochma. Dimlokein El Akol in Yonechad. If it's all one, then Rav Yosef Cairo is certainly correct, and other poskim, that we should not be repeating the same thing over and over again. Yikshe Shinu Alishonos Tiatachonen Huloshon Beinani Vatachonantonu Huloshon Ova. If Rav Yosef Cairo is correct that this is a repetition of the same exact bakosha, why is it that one of them is Atachonen, which is written in the present tense? You bestow now man upon man wisdom, and Atachon Antonu, which is in Lashon in the past tense, that you have given us this das. Amaludidi Yisyashev Akol Al Machono, but says the Levush, I can answer this question, because Atachonin, which is referring to the Sechel Ativi, which is granted in man, Bishas, Yitziris Adam, for that it's appropriate to use the lashon of the present tense, because b'chol yom Hashem yisparach mechadesh ma'aseh breishis b'chol yom tamid, every day there's a new chiddush of ma'aseh breishis, and therefore the present tense is very appropriate, because tamid b'chol yom God bestows upon us the chokhma, the wisdom to understand and appreciate the universe as it is. Aval atachon antonu koy al she chananu v'shpiyo leinu asechal agorol azeh Kvar b'shas matan Torah. When did Klal Yisrael acquire this great gift, this shefa from above, of Atachon Antonu l'manu Torah secha, to understand Hashem's Torah? That took place at the time of matan Torah, which, b'mitzvah Hashem, in just a few hours, we're going to commemorate. B'maymer HaKadosh v'anivchar lifonai, lifnei har Sinai, oz poska zuamas ha'umos me'alenu. At that moment we were separated from the nations of the world, and therefore when we recite a thanks to Hashem for that chokhma, for Atachon Antonu l'manu Torah secha, we use the Lashon Avar, because we're referring to that which God granted us at the time of Har Sinai, the time of Kabbalah Satorah. And therefore we have a good answer to the question of the Talmidim, isn't this a kfelus, by repeating Chaneni Mitchodeh Ba'askel after you've already said Atachon Antonu L'manu Torah Secha, or the other way around. And if you take a look at Hilchas Tainios, he says in Simon Tov Kuf Samach Hei, there he should say Anenu before he begins Ki Atah Shomea Tefilas Amcha V'acharkach Yichlol Ki Atah Shomea Al Bakosha Shal Shomea Tefila Bakosha Sadiyas Atainis Yachad. You see that we're very sensitive not to repeat the same prayer twice in the Shmon Esrei, and that's why we integrate the Bakosha for Hashem's responding to our Tainis into Shema Kolenim in a way that we don't repeat. We end, after integrating the Anenu into Shavei Tefillah, we complete that brach by saying Ki Atah Shomea Tefillas Amcha Yisrael, and we're not going to add a special Bakosha Ki Atah Shomea Umakabal Tainis Am Yisrael, because we don't want to repeat. Aval Hachal Oshach Lichol Tfilas Shnei Achochmos B'Sheilas V'Chaneinu Mitchodeh Bina V'Askel. And if you'll ask, couldn't it be possible to integrate the Bakosha Shnia of Chochma L'Mada Torah Secha together with Atachoni L'Anam Das? He says that we cannot do, because Hevdil Rav Yesh Beineim. Ki sorona or min achoshech. It's like between day and night. Lo shaychil adodei zeh kodesh v'zeh chol, and therefore we cannot integrate them into one single bakosha, because they are so fundamentally separate, one from the other. So our minhag on Motzei Shabbos and Arvis of Atachone Lanam Das is to recite Atachone Tonal Amada Torah Secha, and we don't view this again as a kfelus. And the reason for that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Seichel HaTorah, and that He gave as a special gift, bestowing it as it were on Am Yisrael, who are the Bonim, Chavivim, the Bnei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, and Amotzoi Shabbos, Nidrash, Ben Yisrael. It is a requirement of a Ben Yisrael Amotzoi Shabbos to be mavchin, to separate and distinguish in Kodesh and Chol. And we have to understand that this is a special kind of das which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, the ability to be mavdim in Kodesh and Chol, and therefore we recite Atachon and Tonal Mad Torah Secha in Arvis Amotzi Shabbos, because this special Sechel, which is called the Sechel HaTorah, is a divine gift, a very unique gift that's bestowed specifically, singularly on Am Yisrael. And through this gift we are able to be Zocha in Kisra Shel Torah. And of course, as we said before, we have to be Mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Zocha in the Keser HaTorah through the Chochma that He bestows upon us. Yevakesh Mimisha Chochma Shalo. And that's the way a person can do it and achieve Chochma. Now, there's a sefer that's called Baruch Sha'omar, and the history of this name, why this sefer is called Baruch Sha'omar, is quite interesting. And we're going to talk about someone who became orphaned, lo aleinu, from both his parents when he was a young child, and the only tefillah that he remembered, that he had been taught during his youth by his parents, was the tefillah of Baruch Sha'omar. And this young child enters into the Beis HaKnesses, he opens up the Aron Kodesh, recites this one tefillah that he knows, Baruch Sha'omar, because he didn't know anything else. And he's hoping that Hashem will respond to his bakasha. That Jew became the Gadol Hador. So let's read the introduction to the Sefer Baruch Sha'omar. Baruch Hashem Elkei Yisrael, Asher lo azav chasdo v'amito mi'amo Yisrael, mi'im yisomo Shimon Reb Elazar, hamechune Baruch Sha'omar. Ki avi v'imi azavuni v'Hashem yasfeini, ki yikochi mi'beten imi, mi'shtei imi, olav hishlachti, Merachem, ki avi ve'imazal heviu osi ve'esach yosai v'medinas, from medinas zaksin, I'm not sure where that is, Eretz Moladati, and it's somewhere in Czechoslovakia, kihilas Prague, somehow related to the city of Prague, v'sham holchu kulam lo lomam v'nishati levad yosam ben cheshonim. I was left as an orphan at the ripe old age of 8 years old, or the tender young age of 8. Oz hadrichani Hashem Yisbar b'nesivosav, kidon avi yisomim, God is the father of all orphans, and He was madrich me, He guided me, amadati b'chol boker bashkoma lebeis haknesa, amadati baruch shomar b'chol ram, u'b'chol arev, Shachanani Hashem. In other words, Kavod Hashem Yoncha, you have to give Kavod to Hashem with that which you have. And all I had was Baruch Sha'omar. And in this case, Mehoncha can be read as Migroncha, meaning my voice, Hichzakti Bo Ad Shekaru Osi Baruch Sha'omar. And because I repeated this one tefillah that I knew over and over again, people started giving me this nickname, so to speak, Baruch Sha'omar. Al Kain Mishiore Ahudenu, from by song I will praise Him, and I will I will give him song and thanksgiving. Ki hoya miskavli umanos biyom tsarli. He was my beacon of hope, and God was my helper. I relied on him. And omnom acherim pirshu reishis darko al atov sha'asa barachma vrocha sodov me'odi ad hayom hazeh. In any event, this is a fascinating piece of history, how just one tefillah of Baruch Sha'amar is able to serve as a replacement for Bakashas Chachma until this young 8-year-old orphan ultimately was going to become one of the Gedolei Hadar. So again, we spoke about the 48 days of Sfira, and we have the council and the Eitzah of Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Yarbi Yeshivi Yamek Chachma, but the last of his Eitzahs is Yevakesh Mimenu Mimisha Chachma Shelo. And the Yerushalmi in Horios quotes Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Osam Arboim Yom Shasa Moshe Bar Sinai, during the 40 days of Moshe up in Mahar, Hoyalome Torah Mishchina, he was learning Torah from Hashem, Umeshakcha, and yet he would forget his Torah. Besof Nidna Lo B'matana, at the end, there was a divine gift that was given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'kol kach lama, why was it necessary to have these two stages, so to speak? B'shvil ha-hachzir es ha-tipshim, Moshe Rabbeinu shelo kam, Navi kamosu afhu ha-yalamed u-meshakeach. Those who have a limited intellectual capacity and claim we couldn't study Torah, look at Moshe Rabbeinu. He was the greatest of all Nevi'im. And even he would study Torah and forget it until it was given to him in a gift. And this is meant to teach us and to strengthen us never to despair. We always have to understand that through Yigia and through Amelus B'Torah is Yagati U'matzasi Tamin. That matzasi means ultimately all our tvuno, all our chachma is a gift from the divine being. Ki Hashem yitein chachma mipiv das utvuna, and it's all a matter of siyata d'shmaya. It all comes from Hashem. So we need to do our part, our yigia, our melus, and then the rest comes from Hashem. And when we fall tachnun, and we supplicate in front of Hashem Yisrael, who's the giver of the Torah, that He should open our hearts. B'toraso, sheyiftach libeinu b'toraso. We say yasim b'libeinu avaso v'yiraso. And if we can be zocha to climb, to ascend that ladder that takes us base Hashem lahagdil Torah v'yadira, that's what will happen if Hashem responds in the positive and the affirmative to our tefillos. And this is really what Rav Chaim Volozhin means when he explains the pasuk in Shmos Chav, Kol Mokom Asher Azkir Shmi Ovei Lecho Beraticha. Says Rav Chaim, L'chora Yitzarch Lomar Asher Tazkir. What does it mean, Asher Azkir? It should say that when you mention the name of Hashem, I will appear and bequeath a brach on you. What does it mean, Asher Azkir, that I, Hashem, says I will mention my name? So to explain that nusach of the pasuk in Shmos, Rab Chaim quotes a Medrash Rabbah in Sefer Vayikra on the pasuk, Mi hikdamni vashalem. The Emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu no sein koch li adam lilmod ulahagos b'torah lasos eis a mitzvah. Any energy that a person has to study Torah and to delve into its meaning or to fulfill for that man any mitzvah, it all comes from the no sein koch li adam, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gives and grants that energy. And that's what we mean when we say in Nishmas Eivorim Shepilata Bonu Ruach Neshom Shafachta Bapein Loshen Sosam Tofinu Hein Heim Yodu V'Yivarchu. It's not our own personal koach that comes from within, but rather it's the Ruach Neshom Shafachta Bapein, the Loshen Sosam Tofinu. That's the source of our koach to be Modet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it means, Zesha Omar Bechol Mokom Asher Azkir Ratzlomar Af Sha'ani hu hanosein lecha koach lasos chayil b'torah mitzvahs u'mishuras adin lo hay lecha alai shum tashlum gmul. In other words, since all your power to do to learn Torah and do mitzvahs comes from me, says Hashem, then basically I don't owe you anything. God doesn't really have to grant us any rewards. But afal pichein nechshav lefonai, Hashem considers it ki ilu ata osa rak bekoach atzmecha, as if you are doing it with your own personal energy, as if you are your own source for energy. And yilmod ha'adam l'shem kavod, and even though a person sometimes has ulterior motives as to what motivates him to study Torah, nevertheless Hashem considers it a Torah study, it's a valid Torah study. V'imkein amazkiro lilmod hutaivas kavod. In such a case, what motivates him is the desire for kavod. Avok shalomed l'shem Hashem amazkiro lilmod hu Hashem. When a person is sincere and his intentions and motivations for studying Torah is l'shem Hashem, then Hashem will help him and guide him and grant him chachma. Kishalomed v'ofen shaniu amazkir. If it's kol makom asher azkir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's the azkir, because it's for God's sake, for the sake of lishma that a person learns, then avoy lechu birachticha. So we have here a double project, or the ingredients of being zocha b'Torah. It's of course tefillah, and at the same time the siyata d'shmaya that comes from Hashem, who's the nosein haTorah. And that can be achieved by learning Torah Lishma, L'shem Hashem. And the famous Agadat Nida Daf Lamed Amud Beis, that Rav Simloi darshins, that to what can we compare the fetus in its mother's womb to a scroll that's wound up and it's in his hand and it's between perhaps his two elbows, between his two heels, the heels of his feet, and his head is bent over between his knees, and the fetus has a mouth that's closed, and it eats from its mother's food, and it drinks from that which its mother's drinks. And it says, V'eino motzi ra'i, and it doesn't expel this to defecate. And shema yarugas imo, there is an element perhaps of sakana to the mother. But kevin sheyotza laver olam niftach hasasum, its mouth becomes open, because ilmoli kein eni yochel lichyos afilu sha'achas. V'ner dolikla al rosho v'tzofu mabit misofo olam ad sofo v'holo nero alai roshi lioro elei choshech. All these great things that happen with the birth of the Vlad. And if you take a look at Rabbi Bezalel Rentschberg in his Chochmas Bezalel there in Nida, he writes that he heard in the name of the Gaon of Rav Elio Mi Vilna the Tanel Oki, Ki Tov Maras Hashem Ashkachosis Brach LeLamed LeHaAdam Terem Yotzio LiOlam Hashofel Mole Hevel V'Rik V'Tohu Es Kol HaTorah Kula. And it makes sense, and that's the next piece of Gemara Nida which we didn't get to, that it says me in the pasuk, it says that Mi Itneni Ki yarche kedem, that the days in which the fetus is in its mother's womb, it's shari b'tova, it's the greatest of times. And why is that? Because malamdim oso kol haTorah kula, the malach comes and teaches him the entire Torah. Says the Gaon, lulei kein, if not for that, in kol birya v'lashon yechola lahasig ruchnius haTorah, no one would have the capacity to achieve the spirituality of the Torah, Kedushasa, its sanctity, Vatzilusa, its lofty, supernal way, Hoya Mizazea, Lahasig, I'm sorry, Vahoya bin Animna, Lahasig, Iske, Sodoseha, there would be no way that man could achieve an understanding, a grasp on the secrets of the Torah, Lefichach, Velabnan, so called Tarkula, Terseso, Shadayin Einam Aluchlach Bechet, when his neshama is pure, when he's a fetus in his mother's womb, Yochal Asiga, as a result of all that learning and absorbing of Torah, he has the capacity to achieve great things in Torah learning when he's born. V'achak Shalomdim Imo B'Yolam Hazeh, when he studies Torah in this world, Nishmaso Nizkeres, his inner essence will remind itself of Mashalom Kvar. It's just a matter of relearning that which was learned and forgotten. V'nekel lo hamis lasiga, and now it's much easier for him to achieve Torah study. Ki nizkar odem Mashalom Kvar. It's just a matter of remembering that which he has forgotten, and that's what the Gemara means in Megillah: Yagati Matzasi Tamin. To Mitzia, the word Mitzia, Shayach Rak al Dovar Anevad. And that's the Torah that he learned while he was in fetus, and he forgot it when the Malach hits him on the mouth. But after the Igia, when he's in this world, after he's born, Shuvu Masik Chelko, he again re-achieves knowledge of that Chelik that was taught to him, Hainu Yagati Matzosias Anevad. I have found that which was lost to me, because it was lost at the moment that I came into this world and I had to forget all my Torah. Umasha hutzach listar al piv ulashachacho. And you might ask, so why was it necessary for Hashem to send this malach to A, teach him Torah, and then force him to forget all his Torah? Gam zehu l'tovasod. The Gaon says that's also good for man. Michaz de'akel yisprach. It's a compassion of the divine being. Ki ilu ba ha'adam li'or ha'olam v'talmuda b'yod. If man was born and he had all his knowledge in his hand, ha'yodas kol haturim ibli amel yagia. It was granted to him gratis without any work or toil or energy on his part, without any element of yigia v'yomel, lo hay makabel schar aleh, he would not receive any reward. Aval ato, but now, shutzach lachzor achreah, he has to look for the Torah, seek it out, l'trach bon, work hard, l'hagos bo yom v'layla, hu makabel schar o mishalem, he'll get a full reward for that. Bozeh, in this world, ubiba, in the olam haba. This is what the Gaon says, and the Chachmas Pitzal ends by saying Divrei Pi Chacham Chen V'Sifsosayim V'Sifusvatayim Yushak. Oh, how wonderful are the insights of the Gaon. Just to point out that the Mishnah that we began with tonight to study Vav Vav mentions that Kahuna is Niknes B'Esrim V'Arba. And what are those 24 milos of kahuna? So one of the commentaries here, the Pesach Einayim, quoting the Yoshan Noshan, writes that kahuna nitna nitenes bechavdalid milos ukenegdam nitnu chavdalid matonos v'eluhin kedusha tahara bigdei sheish Pa'ari amigbos lekovedu seferes, pi'er tispores rosh kol shloshim yom, lenefesh lo yitama lo yikrucha karcha barosham, pas zekonim lo yegalechu b'sarim lo yisritu seratas, isha zonim v'chalolav isha grusham isha lo yikachu v'chol asher bomum lo yikrav, lo iver v'lo piseach v'lo charum v'lo sarua v'lo shever yad v'lo shever regel. V'lo gabon, v'lo dok, v'lo tivlo bieno, v'lo garav, v'lo yalefes, v'lo miruch hasheich, v'lo balmum acher, v'chayovim lenakos atzo michol biur, ad kan l'shono. So it's a very interesting combination here of midos, like Tara and Kedusha, of Begadim, like the Big Beis Sheish and the Mikbos, together with all the Isurim, which he lists here in detail, that apply to Kohanim, the special listing. Lefishra Isi Lemefarshim, Shepirsh Bechoftal Mal, Same Choftal Matonis Kahuna, Lachain Hektakti Pirish and Nizkar. Tehanheni, the Yossi Shapit Fe Losh and Choftal Milos, as the Mishnah really emphasizes Milos. And Shamalchus nicknames Bishloshim Milos, Vakuna Beyesu Viarba Milos. It's not just the gifts that we bestow, that we give to the Kohanim, but rather the Milos of Kahuna. And the Milos of Kahuna are their special Kedusha, their special Tara, the special Begadim that they wear, and the various Isurim that reflect dimensions of Kedusha that are unique to Kohanim. Umaga lefimash kosav arav kliyokar she nitna notna lekuhuna od matanos chamesha v'yesrim v'igdola me'achov talid. According to the Kliyokar, there are actually 25 gifts that are given to the Kohen. And here the Mishnah only mentions 24. The number 24 is indicative of Milos and not Matanos. And then he says, Veheye Bracha Birchas Kohanim. The 25th gift of the Kohanim is Birchas Kohanim. Kosev Varchu with the Lashon Chaf Hei, which means 25, and that's in the Kliyokar and Parshas Noso. Malos. Now you could say that Birchas Kohanim is itself a Mila, and that would jack up the number from 24 to 25. However, we could say no, that Birchas Kohanim is more of Matana. It's a special privilege and an opportunity of the Kohanim, a power granted to the Kohanim, but it's not an indication of a Mila. It's a result of a Mila, perhaps. Now, in the case of Torah, we have 24 Milos, and those are listed here in the Mishnah, HaTorah Niknes B'Arboim Ushmona Dvarim. We mentioned already earlier today that the Gaon is famous for saying that Torah is called Eishes Chayil in the Parsha in Mishle Yud Beis, because Chayil is made up of two parts, and that's the Ches Yud on the one end and the Lamed on the other. The Lamed is a reference to the Milos HaMalchus, which Torah incorporates all the Malchus, and then adds its own 18 Malos for Torah. And the Gaon on Eishes Chayil writes, Sheker Achein Vel Vayofi Iri Yishyasem Hi Eishes Chayil Shehem HaMimchas Dvarim Shatorah Niknes Bahem. And Eishes Chayil is Memches Dvarim. Vehem B'Parshas Yisro Hayadua. So in Parshas Yisro, you will be able to find the Memches Dvarim. Now there's a Kabbalistic notion here quoted by the Merkavas HaMishnah. This is way beyond our comprehension. He says, after he completes the Memches Milos, he writes, Efshar sheyimtzu bechachomim uvetalmideihem. We could perhaps find a remez to the number 48 of the Milos that are found in the scholars and their students. And where is that simon? Where is that allusion? The pasuk says, "V'cham hu avi Knan." Now, Knan always represents the Yetzer Hara. And the pasuk in Hosea in Perek Yud Beis says, "Asher biyado mi'ozne mirma." So mirma, or you know that which is shady and cheating and so forth, the lying, that's the Yetzer Hara, that's Knan. But it says that Cham hu avi Knan. Now Cham, of course, is 48. And the message here is that Yishtadel b'memches Milos v'chol zeh mevur b'divrei Kabbalah. So the Memches Milos will overcome the Yetzer Hara, which is indicated by Cham. So Cham is Aviknan. Aviknan here means, in a sense, the controlling power that disciplines Knan, the Yetzer Hara, because Barasi Torah, Barasi Yetzer, Barasi Torah Tavla. And the Ben Ish Chai, in his commentary on the Agadata in Yom Chaf Aleph, Ben Yehoyada, he writes that on the Nes Gadol Shenase B'Lechem Aponim, that the Lechem Aponim was fresh even days and days after it was placed on the Shulchan. Nira Libu Siyat Lishmai Lechem Aponim Remez L'Torah. That the Lechem Aponim is a symbol of Torah. Shenikreis Lechem. Why is Torah called Lechem? Because it's Mazon HaNefesh. Just like there's food for the goof, there's food for the nefesh, and that's Torah. For Roy Sha'odom Yishoyer Behislavus V'cheshek HaTorah B'sof Limud K'mo B'tchilas HaLimud. He should have the same enthusiasm and desire for Torah when he finishes his learning as when he started his learning. Chenasa Bones, with regard to the Lechem upon it, it was a miracle. Shiyah B'eis Siluko K'mo B'eis Siduro. Siluko means when we take it away from the Shulchan at the end of the week, it should be as fresh as it was at the beginning of the week. V'atorah niknes b'memches mailos l'chein hanes hoya she'yishar cham, that the bread would remain fresh and warm, and cham is memches. So through the memches dvarim, we have the same hislavus and tshuka for limud at the end of our limud as we did when we were all excited at the very beginning of our limud. And that's represented symbolically by the ness of the lechem aponim, in the fact that the lechem aponim was b'eis siluko k'eis siduro, was fresh and warm at the end of the week as it was at the beginning of the week. That great miracle is indicative of cham, of the Torah itself, the cheshek haTorah, which is still hot. And Cham is the Memches Dvarim. These are the ways in which a person acquires a kinyan on Torah, and he's able to keep up his level of excitement and enthusiasm about the Torah. Yiratzim et his will, as we enter into Erev Chag HaShavuos, which is the 49th day. It's still way before Shkia, so I can say that. And that is the day in which we can, Emir Tzashem, fix up anything we didn't fix up as a general overview and review of the 48 Yimei Sfira, each one working on one of the Memches Dvarim Shatar Nikdeis Bahem, and completing the process on Erev Shavuos, and we're ready for Kabbalas HaTorah. We should be Zochah to be Mekabel Torah with the same Islavus, the same Gishmak, the same craving and love for Torah, the same Cheshek, as it was in the Lechem Aponim, Kisiluko, Kachsiduro, Kisiduro, Kachsiluko, and with that tremendous love, enthusiasm, and fire for Torah, with that Hislavas for Torah, we'll definitely be entering into a new year of Limud Torah with Dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's going to be a great Simcha, Yirtzeh Hashem, Ken Yiratzon, Amen.